All right, we're about ready to begin the fourth quarter of play now as the Lake Central Indians hold a 15-point lead, 47-32 over Crown Point.
Well, let's see if Crown Point can make a game of this. Here's the pass in and lost in the backcourt by Crown Point, deep in their own backcourt. Here's another pass deflected out of bounds by Alexis Magnot, and Crown Point will maintain possession. Well, let's check the players on the floor. It's Magnot, Alexis Magnot, Carolyn Sandrick, Isis Thomas, Ashley Dureski, and Andrea Cross, four guards in the center cross for Lake Central. We'll get Crown Point's lineup in a second. They're down 15. Here's Madeline Moore in the foul line. Kicks it back out. Lisa Kurth for three, and it's in and out. And the rebound by the guard, Sandrick, 5'9 junior. Well, pass up the floor to Thomas. Short shot around and in. Boy, Isis Thomas is small. I don't know how she gets some of these shots off in the lane, but she did there. She has four, and it's a 17-point lead. Again, Kurth pulls up her dribble. She stopped 35 feet from the basket. Here's Klotchkoff out to the top of the key. Boy, Lake Central not giving up open shots against the man-to-man defense. Kurth inside. Klotchkoff lays it in. Nice pass.
Yeah, nice pass. Nice assist there. And Kvachkov makes good for 2 points.
Her first basket of the night. Here's a jump shot by Dureski. No good. Lake Central, Sandra gets it. Kendall Brown dives for it, but she loses it out of bounds. Good effort by Kendall Brown. It is a 15-point lead for Lake Central, and Crown Point needs a spurt here. 6:58 to go in the game. Lake Central 8-6, trying for their ninth win of the year at the three-quarter point of the season, 15 games in the 20-game regular season. Lob down low, steal by Madeline Moore. Crown Point going to run it out. 2-on-1. Moore to Kovachkov. Off balance, she banks it in. Steal by Madeline Moore and the assist, and it's 49-36.
Yeah, nice recovery by Kovachkov. I thought she was going to lose it there, but she regained her balance and was able to place the ball in for a basket.
Sandrick throws up an off-balance shot. Madeline Moore again with the rebound. Crown Point trying to fast break. Kendall Brown on the left wing. Left corner to Haley Bordui. Three in the air. Well short. Moore with the rebound for Crown Point. Over cross. Good.
Wow.
Madeline Moore has added a lot here in the last couple minutes. And it's 49-36 with 6:08 to play. Lake Central rushing their shots now. They can take their time. Sandrick top of the key. A quick shot. Yeah, but she put it in. Yeah, I don't think Lake Central wants to shoot the ball quite that quickly when they get up the floor because, again, that can help them run the other way. Loose ball as Crown Point brings it into the front court out of bounds to Lake Central. Not exactly sure how the ball got away from Bordui, the freshman guard, but that's another turnover for Crown Point.
Yeah, the ball does some strange things when you're in the lane like that. I'm not sure if it was off her foot or if it just rolled out of her hand.
Lake Central. Brooke Polis and Kaylee Marsnick bring it up. Very senior-dominated team. Dureski, Marsnick, Tuscan, Polis, Cross, all seniors. They're passed across top of the key. Marsnick, oh, they're going to call her for traveling. I'm not sure. She had the ball out there. She faked the shot, and they said it was a travel.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was a travel either, but Crown Point needs all the breaks they can get at this point. Still a 13-point spread here between Lake Central and Crown Point with 5.5 to go here in the final quarter.
Andrea Cross goes to the bench, the 6'6" center. They can afford to rest her with a 13-point lead. Let's see if the Lady Bulldogs can make a run. Top of the key, it's Courtney Kovachkov. Right side, Madeline Moore. Top of the key, Haley Bordui now against Isis Thomas. Bordui with the left hand tries to drive down the lane. Moore going to turn inside. Remember, no 6'6" player in there now, and she's fouled as she tries to shoot. Madeline Moore will go to the line to shoot two. Well, let's see. Did they call that on the floor? No, they did. It was a shooting foul. I thought it was.
Called it on Isis Thomas, her third foul. 16 foul against Lake Central here in this second half.
Free throw by the left-handed Moore is good. She has had a good second half, and the lead is 12. Yeah, you don't expect Lake Central to make a lot of mistakes in the backcourt. Dureski, Kaylee Marcinek, these are senior guards handling the basketball. And that should help them down the stretch, but we'll see. 51-40. Moore has four into the front court. Here's Marcinek. Right corner to Polis. In the lane to Tuscan. Left side, Marcinek again. I think earlier in the game she'd have taken that three. Now she's holding up. As they want to take some time off the clock. Crown Point now trapping on the perimeter, running two girls at the basketball. Right side Polish, jump shot, good. Oh, she knocked that one down.
She did.
Did they give her three on that? They did. It's 54-40 for Lake Central. Back the other way, Kelly Gross drives in the left-hand layup is good. Gross with eight, and it's 54-42. Lake Central back in the front court. Marstick, I didn't think she was going to shoot. Inbound pass, Thomas in the post. Thomas again. Isis Thomas, who can't be but 5 foot five, getting rebounds over the Lakes, over the larger Crown Point girls.
Yeah, Thomas just showing some good hustle out there, keeping Crown Point on their toes. She's at the free throw line now.
She's going to shoot, too. Well, she missed that one by a long ways. It's a 12-point lead, 4:24 to go. Still time for Crown Point. You know, looking at the penalty, Lake Central's in the penalty, so every foul's going to be 1-1. Second shot, good for Thomas. 55-42, a 13-point lead. Lisa Kirth in the front court. Right side, Kelly Gross off the rim, no good for a three. And the rebound by Sandrick of Lake Central. Trapped in the backcourt. But here comes Polis, and Coach Weaver calls timeout as it looked like they weren't going to beat the 10-second violation.
Yeah.
There's 4:10 to go in the game. Lake Central has held the double-digit lead they've had since halftime. It's Lake Central 55, Crown Point 42. USA365.com.
I'm Marie Odland. Choices, some are minor, others life-changing. But what if your small choices matter the most, like the stairs or the elevator, baked or fried? What if these small choices determine if you'll be the one out of every three women who die of heart disease this year? These choices might not seem life-changing today, but women are dying of heart disease at the rate of almost one per minute. Luckily, it's mostly preventable. Choose to act. Our hearts, our choice. Make your choice at GoRedForWomen.org.
You're listening to Crown Point High School Lady Bulldogs basketball live on Internet Radio's USA-365.com.
And we are back live here at Crown Point High School. Lake Central with a 55-42 lead over the Lake Central Lady over the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. 4:10 remaining in the fourth quarter. And just coming off a timeout called by Leslie Iwema for Lake Central. And it'll be a throw-in from near midcourt for the Lady Indians.
Remember, Crown Point's tried to make a run tonight. Lake Central's hit a big three-point basket to hold them off. They're working against the trap press. A little over and back for Lake Central. Kaylee Marston came into the front court and just bobbled it on her own back into the backcourt. A turnover gives Crown Point a chance with 4:04 left in the game.
Yeah, Crown Point's going to need quite a few chances here to close the gap here in the last 4 minutes.
Lisa Kirth against Marcinik has played real good defense, and the pass is intercepted by Brooke Paulus. Another turnover. That's 20 turnovers tonight for Crown Point. Lake Central in the front court. Oh, double team. They got Polis trapped. Timeout called by Lake Central. That was a good timeout because it's going to be a 5-second violation.
Yeah. We'll take a timeout here as well. 3:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. 55-42 Lake Central over Crown Point here on USA-365.com.
You can greatly improve the quality of your life by spending a little time and effort taking care of your body. Francis Meyer has written a book which features new exercises for seniors. The book is titled Moderate Spot Exercises and is available through Meyer Multimedia Services located at 10200 South Broadway, Crown Point, Indiana, 46307 for the price of $7.95. Profits will go towards research on prevention of strokes and heart attacks as well as research on the prevention of cancer.
Back to live action here at Crown Point High School. Lake Central getting ready to throw the ball in. And the referee pointing out to Leslie Awima that the Lady Indians have just one timeout left in the game.
3:48 to go. And Crown Point still trying to find a second half run that'll get them back in the game. The lead was 32-21 at the half. Inbounds pass to Cross. Well, that's such a great advantage when you get tied up with the inbounds pass and you lob it up to your tallest player, and your tallest player is a half foot taller than everybody else.
Whoa.
Lob inside to Cross. Lisa Kirth goes for the steal, and she's going to be called for a foul. But actually, Crown Point can be pretty aggressive right now, Dave, because they only have three team fouls.
Yeah.
They could try for some steals here.
Yeah, might as well go for it.
and bounce past the cross. Again, that release there where, you know, the defense can't do anything about it. Here's a steal by Lisa Kurtz. He's going to break away for a layup, and she missed it.
Oh, no, she missed it.
Carolyn Sanchik with the rebound for Lake Central. That was really a chance. Could have cut him back to 10. Here comes Lake Central in the front court. Paulus, hesitation drive. She's fouled by Courtney Kovachka. Whoa, that one hurts there.
Yeah, just a couple of bad luck bounces of the ball here for Crown Point here tonight. That, obviously, along with some very competent play by the Lady Indians.
But a steal, a clear-cut steal by Lisa Kurth, winning all by herself. Actually, Carolyn Sandrick ran up behind her, but she made no effort to block the shot. And Kurth just plain missed it. And she's looking sad out there in the court right now.
Right.
First free throw, no good for Paulus, and the second one is good, and it's 56-42. And this lead has hovered between 10 and 18 throughout the second half. Here's Madeline Moore. Good fake on cross drives to the layup and missed it. Another uncontested miss on the layup. Boy, Coach Cronkite puts both hands up to his head. He doesn't understand how they're missing these layups.
Yeah.
The ball's on the floor tied up, and I think Crown Point's going to maintain possession. I think they called timeout. But it's still 56-42 with 3:14 left.
Yeah, 14-point difference here. The possession arrow favors Lake Central right now. But that's not a huge factor. No. Crown Point obviously needs to convert these possession opportunities that they've had. They've had maybe six possessions here in the last several minutes that they have been unable to convert on. And had they converted them, we would have had a much tighter game, perhaps even a tied ball game by now. But that did not happen.
The last two possessions were layups by Lisa Kerr, Madeline Moore. They just missed them.
Yep.
And it would be a 10-point lead now, but it isn't. It's 14. And Crown Point with the ball. And now you got to start doing the, how much can you do in 3:14? You need 14 points. You're down five baskets at least. Inbounds pass to Kendall Brown. She's covered up by Isis Thomas, drives the lane, kicks it back out. Kovachkov shot blocked by Kraus inside.
Wow, what a great rejection there by Kraus. She slammed that ball down and really didn't have to jump up very far.
Four block shots for 6'6" Andrea Kraus tonight. 3 minutes left in the game, 14-point lead. Kelly Gross, 15-footer right wing, missed everything. Actually hit just a bit of the rim. Rebound by Kovachkov, knocked out of bounds. So frustrating for Crown Point that they've had a lot of possessions but haven't been able to do much with them.
Yeah.
Got to give some credit to the Lake Central defense. Kraus is an intimidator inside, and the point defense by Marcinik has caused some turnovers out in the perimeter. Right corner, left corner to Gross. Three in the air, no good. Kendall Brown can't get the rebound, knocked out of bounds by Isis Thomas, and Crown Point maintains possession again. This is about the fourth time they've had the ball on this possession without being able to score. 2:53 to go in the game. It's a 14-point lead for Lake Central, trying to sweep the season series from Crown Point. Bounce pass inside to Moore, and she's fouled by Kraus, and Moore will go to the line to shoot two. So hopefully we can cut the lead a little bit. 2:52 left. So hard to score.
Second foul on Carolyn Sandrick.
Madeline Moore, free throws everything. And this is why when you look at Lake Central and their sectional, you know, Gary Westside's having a good year but not a great one. East Chicago's not really very strong. Munster is 500. Lowell's below 500. Highland's way below 500. You know, Lake Central's a real good chance come sectional time because they have experience in the perimeter and a shot blocker inside.
Sir Rivich in now for Crown Point, the freshman guard, 5'7", first time in the game.
And she's in there to run and press. Here comes Sandrick into the front court. Stops at the. She didn't stop at the timeline that time. She maintained her dribble. Good job. Pass down low to Thomas. Lays it up. No good. Isis Thomas missed it, but she got her own rebound. Second shot, no good. And Lake Central again gets the rebound. Brooke Polis, three chances for the Indians there. They maintain possession. Lob down low to Kraus. She banks it in.
Wow.
Finally, they're going to score. Eventually, they're going to score. Andrea Kraus with 16, and the lead is now 14 again. Kelly Gross on the right wing, drives it against Kraus, banks it up, no good, and the rebound by Kraus of Lake Central. And that may do it with 2:14 to go. It's a 14-point lead. Let's see how Lake Central plays it. If they just put the ball into the deep freeze and don't take any more shots. Here is Marcinik out front. Polis. It's Carolyn Sandrick and Polis. Carolyn Sandrick and Brooke Polis at the top of the key. Actually, they're out near the timeline. 58-44. Crown Point chasing. Sandrick off the pick by Kraus. She reverses it and brings it back out near the timeline. Brooke Polis again, the 5'6 senior with the basketball, driving down the sideline. Looks like she wants to shoot. Oh, she ran herself into trouble. Isis Thomas shoots and puts it in. I don't know if that was what they really wanted on that play, but they got it. Isis Thomas with 7. There's Crown Point again, now down 16, and their Lady Bulldogs are going to call timeout. It's been all Lake Central since the first half of the first quarter. And with 1:32 left, it is a 16-point lead right here on USA365.com.
Outlet covers, toilet locks, cabinet locks, bed rails, knee pads, elbow pads, helmets, shin guards, anything and everything out there that will help keep our kids even a little safer, we get. And yet the majority of parents aren't using the one thing that could protect their kids the most, a booster seat. It helps the seatbelt fit correctly, and it's one safety device that could make the biggest difference. Until your kids are 4'9", boost your kids and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov to learn more about the importance of boosters. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Well, the score is 60-44. Lake Central leading Crown Point now with a minute 32 to go in the game. And looks like it's probably out of reach at this point. And I think that timeout by Coach Mike Conkright just trying to give his girls a little bit of a pep talk, let them know, hey, let's try to go out strong. Let's do what we can to try to close that gap a little bit. Let's see what the Crown Point girls can do now.
1:30 to go. Here comes Lisa Kurth. It's a 16-point lead. Boy, they're going to have to hurry. Kurth to the top of the key off a pick by Moore. Kicks it out to Moore. She's going to shoot a three in the air off the back of the rim. No good in the rebound by Brooke Polis, senior guard for Lake Central. She's had a good game, and so has Kaylee Marsnick, who has the ball now. Marsnick's been real good defensively at the point. 1:08 to go. It's a 16-point lead, and folks starting to drift toward the exits here on a Saturday night. Here's Brooke Polis out there on the timeline. She's fouled by Lisa Kurth, but Crown Point not even in the penalty, so they'll just take it out of bounds. We did want to mention during the broadcast that Crown Point won the Dueling Conference Wrestling Championship today, beating Merrillville 245-210 with the point totals in the 18 finals at Chesterton. That's the fourth consecutive Dueling Conference Championship for the Crown Point wrestling team. Wanted to mention that before we got out of here tonight.
All right, well, congratulations to the Crown Point wrestlers. Great season again. They've had a number of them here in a row.
1 minute to go in the game. Carolyn Sanders, that's Haley Marston. I don't know why she shot, but she fires it in. Another three off the left wing. She has 13. That's the biggest lead of the game, 63-44. We're inside a minute to play. Here's Courtney Kovacka, double team, kicks it out. Lisa Kerr, three from the left wing, in and out, no good. Krause, the big girl with the rebound again for Lake Central. They kick it out. And we're going to count it down. With 30 seconds to play and a 19-point lead for Lake Central, they are going to sweep the season series from Crown Point. Marsnick kicks it back out. Sandrick to Marsnick, 20 seconds left. Left wing to Polis. And again, it was 7-0 Crown Point at the start of the game. And since then, Lake Central has controlled things. Here's Sandrick out near the timeline. Left side to Polis. Top of the key to Krause. Crown Point's not going to foul, and our game has come to an end. Our final score as the clock ticks down to zero, a real strong performance by Lake Central. Winning on the road here tonight is Lake Central 63 and Crown Point 44. Girls shaking hands right in front of our broadcast position here as the Indians go to 9-6 and Crown Point drops to 8-8. We'll have a lot more after this break. Thanks for listening tonight on Saturday night here at USA365.com. Our final score. Again, stay tuned for the post-game show. It's Lake Central 63 and Crown Point 44.
That's Mark Smith. I'm Dave Woodworth. We'll be back with our post-game show after these words here on USA-365.com.
100 years of Hoosier hysteria. 100 years of buzzer beaters and heroic finales. 100 years of... Pure sport, pure Indiana. The Indiana High School Athletic Association, celebrating 100 years of Hoosier hysteria. This message brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and the Indiana Pacers, proud sponsors of the Hoosier Hysteria Centennial Celebration.
Coming soon to RadioEntertainment.com is The Sea Breeze, a new vocal music format of the greatest artists of the last 40 years. Let us brighten up your day with the greatest standards and soft rock classics of all time. You will hear such artists as Sinatra, Bennett, Celine Dion, The Carpenters, Chicago, Bread, and all of your favorites from today and yesteryear. Let us brighten up your day with www.theseabreeze.com. Coming soon.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.